Good morning, my friends. This is Michael DeRosa, and today I need to talk with you about the Promised Land, namely, that work which God has fashioned since the beginning of time for us to do. Now, in the book of Judges, chapter 1, verse 28, we read about what Israel did not do when they went to possess their Promised Land. I'll read it. It came about when Israel became strong that they put the Canaanites to forced labor, but they did not drive them out completely. Now, my friends, God's original plan for them was to drive out their enemies completely. Now, we too have enemies that come against us as we head towards our own Promised Land. Things such as self-deprecating thoughts about our lack of ability to pursue our calling, or confusion over knowing God's will for our lives, or even presumptions that our status quo is God's best. And all of these enemies and more will influence us to accept mediocrity as God's best for us. And like Israel, God has given us all that we need to conquer our foes. And the only question that remains for you and I is this: will we conquer our enemies in order to live our life passionately for God?